insurance can be.
Since we have visited with one another, things are marvelous, things are wonderful, things are great. You're buried in the snow. Here's a quiz. Which would you rather have in your life?
Okay.
Drowning. Or death by asphyxiation falling under a snowbank? Which would you prefer?
I'm asking you a question.
Yesterday our poll was,
silly.
Are you ready to die? And today is, how would you like to?
Well, I guess the question would be, how cold is the water?
How cold is the water? Well, in California, the water is a lot cooler than it is in the Maine. Than it is. The Atlantic is warmer than the Pacific. The Pacific is more peaceful than the Atlantic in terms of overall storms. We've had a lot of conversation the last week or so from those who are into the global warming thing. We have a snowstorm in the Northeast, and people think it's the end of the world. My God. The world, folks, this is kind of typical of California. It rains a lot this time of year in California. Maybe not 7 days of drenching rain, but El Nino and La Nina, and they change things. The Pacific Northwest has another storm up there today and through the next couple of days. The Northeast digging out now. There's a Clay. Can you find Clay Cohen? Is here Jennifer Horn? Richie, me and you, as we end out the year thinking about one of these old, tired discussions, the global warming debate, I am interested in the video that went viral in New York where the residents of this street shown shouting at the city crew trying to pull a construction vehicle out of a snowbank and the truck back into a parked car or something and...
I saw this video yesterday. The only problem is there's a few cuss words in it.
Well, then you just put the...
If you put up
the video, it doesn't make any sense just to put the video up, I guess, probably. But it's a, but this is the kind of thing that I'm talking about. The age we had... I was listening to George Carlin a few minutes ago and his rant on global warming and thinking a little bit about what he said. The planet's 4.5 billion years old and... The Industrial Revolution has only been in the last couple of hundred years, the impact of that. We're away from that, sort of, although we have countries that are going through the Industrial Revolution, their own Industrial Revolution. Certainly China is an example of that, the countries that weren't along as quickly as we were. But we're now into the technological revolution. We're into an evolution, if you will. And part of what's evolving is this instant communication, this instant information, the instant reckoning with a situation. Thus is the case of all of the video that you may have seen from friends or relatives or people just on the Internet putting pictures up on YouTube, or maybe they're taking pictures of their camera and they're sending it out and about of what happens in a snowstorm. Hello, folks. It's wintertime. Snowstorms happen. That's the way it is in the Northeast. So these foolish, these idiots, these nutcakes who are out there, oh, global warming, look at the storms, for God's sakes, it snows in the winter. It rains in California in the wintertime.
Now, if it were June,
it
we could talk.
It gets cold in the wintertime in the north. You come from Minnesota, you freeze your ass off. That's the way it is. So what in the name of God? Are people getting so wrinkled up about, oh, it's global warming, you crazy idiots? It isn't.
You're such a New Englander.
My God, I came back last night, and there was ice on the runway, and the plane was an hour late. So people are in the airport. There's a news crew in the airport trying to talk to people about the plane being an hour late, and were you delayed because of the... We were delayed because the toilet was plugged up and they couldn't get it unplugged. So we sat on the runway at LAX for an hour while a couple of guys with plungers and wrenches tried to unplug the toilet.
That's funny.
Oh, my God, people are so naive. I want to yell. Well, I am yelling, I guess. It's so foolish. It's crazy. It's winter. It snows. It's cold. It's miserable. Why do you think I go to California?
So did you tell? Did you tell the news people?
I looked
at
the guy. The guy's there with, and I knew who it was. And I sort of just smirked at him and chuckled because I was in a hurry because I wanted to get back to Charlotte, who loved. Last night I got home.
Uh huh.
Came in the back door. Charlotte turns herself inside out when I'm
oh, so happy.
Jumps, runs out. So we ran and played, and we went out. I had on my good shoes. And it didn't make any difference. I just jumped. She jumped into the snow and wanted to play. So we spent about 15 or 20 minutes outside running around in the snow, playing, pooping, peeing, all the things that
both of you. Both of you or just...
Actually, I did. I took a little pee outside in the snowbank.
No.
Snow yeah, why not?
Oh, God.
Yeah. What's wrong with that? What's the big deal?
I guess it's just
nature
funny that...
calls, and so what? Do you think the cows mind if I pee in the snowbank?
No, 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 absolutely not. I think they probably like it. But what I think is funny is that you've missed Charlotte. You actually traveled back in treacherous conditions just to get to her.
Right? Again. Yes.
She was so excited to see you, and then the two of you spent your beginning moments together peeing with each other. It's just very strange.
Well, I'm a very strange guy. Have you just figured that out? What's the matter with you? Strange. It's very clear
to
me. Come on,
Charlotte. Come on, let's go be outside. Yeah. Come on, come on. Yeah.
She's out the door, but I open the door and she's out the door because that's her how she greets me. She runs and looks back to see if I'm going to follow her. That's her deal. When I come through the door, she's out the door. And she wiggles around and looks back to see if I'm with her. And she'll stand at the end of the driveway or the end of the garage or something and make sure that I keep up with her. And as soon as I do, she darts off. And depending on the season... You know, at this time of year, again, the snow. And it's not, by the way, again, news media reports greatly exaggerated. Edgar told me it had about 14 inches of snow, which is about it. Streets are clear. Driveway is clear. The cows are eating. They're being milked. It's a little cold, so the snow has frozen. But this weekend, it's going to 40-something degrees, so that'll all melt. We'll clean it all up, and we'll get ready for the next snow.
Mm-hmm.
That's what'll happen over the next 3 months. That's the way it is. Down on the farm. All right? So if I've made myself clear, there's a book called Climate Gate. Have you heard of that book?
Climate Gate.
Climate Gate.
It must be scandalous, though, because it has a gate at the end.
Well, it is kind of scandalous, because the hoopla about this on both sides is really scandalous. And people, you can say what you want about me being naive, it's this, it's that. Just because, and I listen to Limbaugh, and he's so foolish, as are people on the other side. They're so foolish about this. Global warming changes reality. It doesn't mean by its very nature that things are going to be warmer or the other way around. It just means that if there is a change, and most of it is my reckoning on this, with common sense hopefully being my guide, is that, yeah, man has affected the Earth to a certain extent. 1 degree, I think, over the last 140 years or something. And has it been hotter on occasion in some places than normal? Yep. Has it been colder in some places? Yep. Are the polar ice caps melting? Yeah, they are. The water rising in the seas? Yes, it is. But to blame it all on mankind is irresponsible and foolish. The same as to think that it's all just natural. Think about it this way. Because this is how I always come back at this stuff. In terms of what is natural, man is here as part of nature. Therefore, what man does, whatever it is by definition not unnatural. It is nature taking its course. So if man screws things up or fixes them to a point, that is part of nature, the natural order of things. That's the way I look at it. I think.
Well, couldn't the natural order of things be that humans wipe themselves out?
Maybe.
Could be.
Maybe.
Or
yeah,
that we get wiped out.
Yeah, maybe. That's what could be. There's a movie coming out. Saw the trailer for it in the theater the other day. The wrinkle on the landing when Armstrong and Neil Armstrong and who were the others that landed with him on the moon?
Buzz Aldrin.
Aldrin and, yeah.
Very good, Clay. Look
right.
at you.
So Aldrin and... So they land on the moon, and this movie theorizes that they find Transformers that have crashed into the moon. And the Transformers come awake while they're there, and that Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin weren't the ones who really came back. Transformers got into their body.
Is the next movie time, called Transformers 3?
I don't know. It's just I forget what it's called, but it is We're Not Alone kind of movie. And so you know, how it handles them discovering the Transformers up there, and them and the Transformers coming back to life in essence as they are there. I don't know how the movie concludes, but
sounds like a classic.
Yeah.
It's talk about taking things out of context. Ungamungalunga. All right, so anyway. I've done my ranting and raving.
You feeling better?
About global warming. I am, as a matter of fact. I want to spend some time looking at another thing that comes about at the end of every year, the ranting and raving about the economy and the outlook for the next year and what is true and what is not true and what is conjecture and what is baloney, all of that stuff. It seems to me we all need to have a good rant. 800-510-8255. Let's rant together. I'm going to give you a swell prize. If you're a great ranter, then call now to rant. Let's rant. 800-510-8255. You can also text us a rant, but somehow or other, I don't think it'll have the same impact unless Clay can read into your words. He can maybe, let's see, here's an email. The first major snowstorm of the year brings out the climate change skeptics. I'm not a skeptic. This is real. You can't get that unless you put a little of yourself into it. You see what I mean?
Yes. I feel like we may need to do some yoga breathing.
I may have to calm down it some way. Anyway, the text line is 646. Let me see if I can put my... By the way, I have on your new bottoms. I have to show you those when I get
Ooh,
on
good.
The
video. Good. Are they
nice
and warm?
Oh, yeah, they are nice and warm. Text line is 646-926-DOUG, which is 646-926-3684. Look at these people who want to be heard. Michael, you're probably in charge of answering the phone because Richie's been irresponsible and hasn't shown up yet. So we'll get to your calls as quickly as we can, and we'll do some ranting. All right? Rant, and this is instead of rock and roll, this is rant. And roll.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's 19 after the hour on the Good Day program.
And now for the bonus round. If time flies and money talks, what does wisdom do?
His taxes?
Correct.
Oh, yeah.
People who live in glass houses shouldn't throw stones. What should they throw?
Parties?
Correct. Netflix now delivers movies instantly to your TV through what?
Oh, through we!
Correct! Woo! Netflix now delivers unlimited TV episodes and movies instantly to your TV through your Wii console, all for only $8 a month.
See terms of use.
An important message from Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Got 2 miles to go, John. Why are you smiling?
Oh, you'll like this. I just changed my Medicare.
Open enrollment?
Yep. I compared plans and found coverage that's better for me.
Did you see the new benefits we get from the new health care law?
What?
Like, well, 50% off brand name prescriptions for anyone in the donut hole.
Really?
Come on, John. You got to keep up.
Open enrollment is November 15th to December 31st. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
Could switching to GEICO really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Is trying to sneak out of a really boring meeting wearing tap shoes a bad idea?
Sales growth has increased 2.9%. That's a reflection of aggressive. Ben, where are you going?
Nowhere. Headed back to my seat now.
Switch to GEICO now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
During Rite Aid's Resolution Rewards, you can resolve to get savings on top of your savings with your Wellness Plus card. Like a $20 plus up reward when all your purchases, now through January 22nd, add up to $100 or more on thousands of specially marked products all over the store. You'll also be entered to win prizes totaling $100,000 every time you use your card. So make your resolution to earn Resolution Rewards at Rite Aid today. No purchase necessary for sweepstakes. Certain restrictions apply. See store for details.
I always like it when you see the store for details, or details as they taught us in broadcast school. It's Detroit, not Detroit. 21 after the hour on Good Day.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MaineMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish at M10 gas masks are 3 for $30. And Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MaineMilitary.com has them. Plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179. 877-608-0179. MaineMilitary.com, the Maine name in military supply.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to Le Cig. Traditional smokers the world over love Le Cig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. Le Cig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of Le Cig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeCig.com. That's LeCig.com. Le Cig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeCig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeCig.com. Le Cig, for today's modern smoker.
What's your excuse? Learn more at loseyourexcuse.com.
It's a good song, actually. I like it.
I like this one.
I'm kind of getting why Lady Antebellum has become popular this year. For the rest of the week, today's Wednesday, the 29th of December, we'll try to pick some of the songs that were big in various formats, whether it's country or what they call adult contemporary pop songs.
Or both, that, like this one.
Yeah, most of you have heard one way or the other. Lady Antebellum, this song is about the longing of a late night companionship, beautiful ballad for a booty call. Right.
It is a really nice song, you know, because it's very. It sounds calming and soothing, and then you realize it's 1 o'clock and I'm drunk and I need somebody.
Yeah, exactly. That's what it is. A little electric guitar here, subtle, but number one on the Hot Country charts in November of this year. So crank it up for just a second, Michael, will you please?
It's a quarter.
Right there, Jennifer.
Yep.
All right, it's 25 after the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Jennifer and Clay and Richie are ranting and raving, although Angie has called from El Paso listening to KTSM. You don't want to rant and rave. What's the problem, Angie? Why can't I want to hear you rant and I want to hear you. I want to hear some action. I want to hear some energy. I want to hear you rant and rave. Rave and rant.
Doug.
Yes, Angie.
Doug.
Yes, Angie.
Doug, I'm exhausted.
Why?
This is my this is my ranting voice.
Okay. This is serious.
Why are you so exhausted? What's the problem?
I want to know why, Doug. Does everything have to happen in the last 4 days of December, or the last weekend of December? Gift you have to wrap, every card you have to send, every relative you have to greet, every meal you have to taste, every decoration you have to ooh and ah over has to occur within the 4 day period. I'm tired.
On the 12th day of Christmas, my true love brought to me
a nap and a martini.
Remember, we used to have those. In the old days, we used to have those bank accounts that we'd fill up every. We'd put a little away every month.
Christmas clubs.
Spend it all at Christmas. Why don't we have one day every month put up a little wreath, taste a little Christmas food, greet a few people every month, one day of the month. That would work out.
That'd be fun.
We could spread all of this out over the year. That's a theory that I have. We have this good feeling that starts at Thanksgiving and it sort of builds. It doesn't make a difference.
Oh, my.
And it isn't about religion, really. It's just about
something
the universal feeling of good and caring for other people and helping other people.
Yeah.
We get into it. We stay in it. And it's kind of as you've described here, Angie. What a brilliant caller. The idea of why it all has to be jumble-bumbled into the end of the year instead of having it spread out. Because it would be much more good. I was just in, this is like you and I are synchronistic, as Uri Geller would say. I was in the throes of creating an email that I'm going to send to everybody that I'm with my New Year's resolution that I intend to keep. And the resolution will resolve that with all the people, especially that are close to me and that I work with, which is one and the same, I want to do everything I can this year to help make things better for all of us. So it isn't just a singular effort by
person.
It's everybody working together.
And that
can apply all across the board, not just in my world, your world, Angie. It's the same thing. I wish you were right here so I could give you a big hug because I think you're on the right path. So,
thank you, Doug.
How's
you
that?
All have a good day and a brilliant new year.
Absolutely.
You too.
And dittos. To you. Can I say dittos here? That's not a patented thing for Al Rushbow.
You're okay. You can
ditto.
Say ditto.
I can do that. 28 past the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program for Wednesday.
Hi, I'm Uncle Williams, and this is Living Well. Today I want to talk to you about exercise, that thing that we all know we should do but don't do enough of. Maybe it's because we don't have the time, or maybe it's because we think we don't have the money to join a gym. Well, I'm here to tell you that both of those excuses are bogus. You definitely don't need to join a gym to get healthy, and you can incorporate exercise into even the busiest schedule. Start with simple things, like replacing an elevator ride with a stair climb. Not only will this help tone your lower body, it will also get your heart rate going and improve your cardiovascular fitness. The next time you're watching TV, don't just sit on the couch or in a chair. Try doing jumping jacks or push-ups. And if that's too rigorous, here's another trick. Get an exercise ball and make that your new seat. You might not realize it, but by sitting on the ball with your spine aligned, you're actually engaging your stomach. Those ab muscles have to work extra hard to keep you balanced. That's just a few exercise tips to help you live well. I'm Montel Williams.
Hi, I'm Montel Williams. Are you facing an unexpected car repair bill, a medical emergency, or you just need cash until payday? Well, you may not have that money today, but you can have it in about 24 hours. Go to MontelMoneyMutual.com and get up to $1,000 cash in your checking account by tomorrow. Just be 18 or older and have a regular income of at least $800 a month. So forget about overdraft charges, bounce checks, and late fees. For short-term cash when you need it fast, go to MontelMoneyMutual.com or call 1-800-532-CASH.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Afinasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
December 29th, 1982. The Bear says goodbye.
He loved his ball players, and everything he did for you was to make you better.
Legendary football coach Paul Bear Bryant coached his final game at Alabama, leading the Crimson Tide to a win over Illinois at the Liberty Bowl. It was Bryant's 323rd victory, the most in college football history. Bryant's coaching career spanned 37 years, with stops at Maryland, Kentucky, and Texas A&M before he joined the Crimson Tide, where he won five national championships. With his trademark houndstooth hat, Bear Bryant became an icon beloved by generations of Alabama football fans.
My dad thought he was great, so he raised me to think he was great, and I want my son to be like that.
Just 28 days after retiring from the game that had been his life, Bear Bryant died of a heart attack at the age of 69. And that's yesterday's news for December 29th.
I got a feeling that today's gonna be a good day. That today's gonna be a good day. That today's gonna be a good, good day.
It's 34 minutes after the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. The question was just asked of me by young Clay, who is the fellow in charge of the social media here on the Good Day Show, what sort of programs I've done in the years that I've been on the air. Well, I started out as a disc jockey in the 60s and 70s, and in fact had a pretty popular afternoon program on a hit radio station in Boston, an FM station. When FM was first... FM, when we were kids, was for music. That's what FM supposedly stood for. FM is for music. And it was for beautiful music. It was for Tchaikovsky and Mantovani and all the classical stuff. And then I worked for a station in Boston called WJIB, which was a very soft. It wasn't about the hits. It was soft music. some people describe it as elevator music. And it was the studio was at the end of the pier in Boston.
So would you use a really soft voice when you were introducing?
Well, I was sort of. I had to pass. I had to take a test in order for the people who ran the station to be sure that I knew how to pronounce some of the names of the artists that were being used. My voice wasn't as mature as it is now, but I was able to, you know, kind of fake it with. I could put on this sort of vibrato, if that's what it was. I don't know. It was. I forgot about it every once in a while because I was on late at night, and I'm sure I put everybody to sleep, and I half fell asleep myself on occasion. At any rate, but I remember the studio. It had all of the finest equipment. We played records. We had to dust the records off before we put them on the turntable. We had to dust them off when we took them out and put them back in the jackets. And there were like 1,400 albums in there, and there was a playlist, and we had to follow the playlist and introduce going into the set, which would usually last about 12 minutes or so. It'd be three, maybe four tunes. And they were all, not all, but most of them were instrumental. And they were instrumental versions of pop hits. Like instead of the Carpenters hit Rainy Days and Monday, it would be Mantovani and his orchestra doing Rainy Days and Mondays.
Wow.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. Anyway, I did a Sunday morning countdown show on a station for a while. And that's how I got into the countdown business and been in that pretty much ever since. But then in 1974, the station I was working in had a problem with the turntables that I've just described were powered by mercury switches. And both had a turntable left and a turntable right, so that you could play off of one and cue up the record on the other one for whatever it was you were going to do next. And my boss at the time was always upset with me. He and I were friends. His name was Dick Butterworth. He went on the air.
What was he upset with you for?
His name was Dick Stevens. Because he used to think that I talked too much. He said, "Will you just shut up and play the music? Shut up and play the music." So one Saturday morning, the turntable didn't work. And I was on Saturdays from 9 to noon, as I remember. And so I started talking about some local issues. I was a businessman. I was in business in the town where I currently live. And at that time, I was running a couple of businesses that were visible. And so I was active in politics, active in the town. So I knew what was going on in the local area. And the signal was 1,000 watt. So it got to a good 14, 15 miles in any direction. So there were four or five towns, and there are always issues. So I started talking about some of the local issues. And as I gave the phone number, which was the hit line, we had people request songs. There were four lines there, and I asked for calls, and I got them. I couldn't get the program director. I just figured, okay, I'll just talk, and somebody will come in and fix this. Well, nobody came in and fixed it. I just talked. And from that point in September 1974 to this, I never played another record. We play little bits and pieces of records, but I wasn't a disc jockey. I started doing talk programming, and that's it was issue-oriented. And for a while, I did that in four or five different markets around the country. I worked at that station longer than I ever worked at any other station. I was there for 13, almost 14 years. And
see if this brings back memories.
And now, WJIB Music.
That's the station. And this is what we did. Where'd you find that, Clay? I mean, Michael.
YouTube.
Yeah. This is it. This is what I...
Elevator.
Do you recognize this?
Actually, I do. It's from a movie. La da da da. Da da da. Da 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 da.
How many hours a day did you play this stuff?
Six.
How many hours of them were you awake?
Two.
You were working on the business.
Da, 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 da,
no weaponry allowed in the studio.
Da, 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 da.
What is this song? It's driving me nuts. I know it.
Yeah. Yeah, I can tell. I can see. I can feel. I can hear. Are You Really Mine? I think is the name of the song, isn't it? Michael, does it say?
Doesn't say.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Maybe the DJ will say at the end of it.
Yeah. All right. Well, no, they didn't interrupt it. They played three or four on a set before they went.
So, Doug, how How soon was
but that's
it
the
after?
Radio station. That's very good, Michael. Yeah. What does it say on the YouTube clip? What year it was?
1967.
Yeah, I was there in the late 60s, early 70s.
I was minus 11 then.
How soon after that were you able to make a living just doing radio?
I didn't.
Still not.
I made a pretty good living 4 or 5 years ago at this. Let's see. Well, actually, when I went to Cincinnati and started doing this program, 1988, when I went to I did afternoons on WCKY in Cincinnati, and that year was the year Rush Limbaugh went on the air in August of '88, and in September of '88, somebody called me and wanted to know if I wanted to be part of a new talk network that was going to be 24 hours because they figured if Limbaugh could make the impact that he did. And in an era, most people said, oh, nobody will give up inventory. Inventory is the commercial time in the daytime for a syndicated program. But Limbaugh proved that wrong. So these people got a guy in Florida to cough up a couple of million bucks and invest in this network. And so I did mornings, and I did it from Cincinnati so that I would go to the studio in the morning at 5 o'clock, do the morning program, and then I would go about the business of I was almost every day had a personal appearance, a lunch engagement or something with the folks in Cincinnati, and I come back and do my afternoon program. And I was making at the time, I was making $68,000 a year as the afternoon host. This is 1988 or 89.
So what? How much is that?
$68,000 a year doing that, and they paid me I think it was $1,000 a week to do the other thing, $52,000. So I'm making more money than I ever had in my life then. Right. And so that was, I think, what you're talking about, making a living doing this. That was the first time I felt like I made a living doing it. So it was fun. I enjoyed doing that. I've always enjoyed being on the air. And I've always enjoyed the best part of it is being able to communicate with people and have folks react to what you do. Sometimes it's good. Sometimes it's not so good. But there's a reaction. And that means people are thinking, and that's what I've always been about in my life, is getting people to think. As a school teacher, I wanted people to think. As a person on the air, I wanted people to think. As a parent, I wanted my children to think. It's always been about thinking. And thinking often leads to action, and that's something else that I'm big on as well. Thinking things through, whatever it is that's on your mind, you can clearly think about things, and most thoughts can lead to action. And maybe that's part of what we look forward to in this new year, making more of your thoughts become reality by taking action on what it is that you're thinking. All right? Well, it doesn't make any difference what it is, but taking action. We have long been, what's the song, long lay the world in sin and error, pining or parting or whatever that word is. And we've gone to sleep. Our world has gone to sleep. And it's now, I believe we're in the age of awakening. I don't know that that's unique. I think there have been times in the past when people have referred to what's going on in the world as the age of awakening. It is the age of alertness and awakening. And the new media is your world, Clay, the world that you have helped create and shape, the world that you understand, the so-called new media, the social media, whatever it is, will be responsible for the changes that are very necessary. People who are in my generation, who look at what a mess our parents made of things, and we continue to do that because we got wrapped up. Maybe it's just part of the human condition. We got wrapped up in the world of expectation and making. We've all tried to make our lives easier, but that doesn't necessarily mean the lives are better just because things are easier. And we've seen that now. Life is tougher because we rolled over, and part of the thing is our minds have gone to sleep. Your mind must be ever vigilant, ever open, ever working. Mind always. Lady who called a half hour ago said she was exhausted, she couldn't rant and rave. Well, she really was thinking, and that provocative thought that she left with us, it was a good thought to leave with all of us. Think about what is going on in your life as we look. We always, at the end of the year, do these, okay, let's look at the past year and then look ahead. You can do it superficially by looking at the big stories of the year, if you will, the big events. But more importantly, maybe this week is the time, it is a time for you to reflect on what's going on in your life at this moment and what you want out of next year. What can you do to set into motion? We all have our goals. We all have our dreams. We have our aspirations. And so if we get closer to kind of understanding that it's up to us, not up to somebody else. The government won't make it happen. Your sister's not going to make it happen. You are going to make it happen. And that's the same thing that I go through all the time about visualizing what you want. You see it. You feel it. You believe it. Your mind is that mental workshop that you build on. You build anything you want in your mind, the mental blueprint. And now with the beginning of the year, you begin construction of those things. You see things as you would have them instead of even maybe as they are. You use your imagination to perceive that new reality. It may not fully materialize in the new year, but you can clearly, most of you, understand that this wasn't a great year and you want to change things. So who's going to change them? You are going to change them. And that may be something that collectively has to happen, you individually for you and collectively for all of the people who want to have that success that we talk about, that we so all enjoy and like and dream about. And so you organize your thoughts, you put them into plans, and hey, let's move ahead. Forward! Ho! 13 before the hour, and good day.
And now for the bonus round. Earth is to moon as pancake is to...
Spice rub?
Correct. Never bite the hand that feeds you. Why not?
Because it hasn't been washed.
Correct. All Wii consoles connect to the internet, which means what?
It means I can now watch movies instantly from Netflix.
Correct! Netflix now delivers unlimited TV episodes and movies instantly to your TV through your Wii console, all for only $8 a month.
See terms of use.
Adventurous Americans, maybe you own a motorcycle, a boat, an RV, a PWC, or an ATV. Well, FYI, Geico could save you money on insuring those vehicles. And here's how easy it is. You call Geico and speak with a specialized agent about all the vehicles you own. The agent crunches the numbers, and if you're like thousands of others, your rate is less than what you pay now. And where I come from, paying less means saving money. Call Geico today for a free rate quote. Geico, saving people money on more than just car insurance.
At USAA, we believe what customers say about their auto insurance says everything about an insurance company. And USAA members have a lot to say. Jesse writes this on USAA.com. We just save $1,200 a year with USAA. While Justin writes, Dear USAA, thank you for being completely awesome, with an exclamation point. How does it feel to have auto insurance you describe as awesome with an exclamation point? Switch to USAA auto insurance and find out. Drivers who do save $450 a year on average. Our commitment to serve the financial needs of our military, veterans, and their families is without equal. If you or someone in your family has honorably served, switch to USAA Insurance today. Call 1-800-227-USAA or visit usaa.com/car. Insurance provided by United Services Automobile Association and its affiliates, San Antonio, Texas. Membership eligibility restrictions apply. Savings based on 2010 countrywide survey of new customers who switch. Not applicable in Massachusetts.
Better living the Doug Steffen Good Day way. I went off on a little toot there. Somebody called and said, as a result of our discussion, we started off the hour focusing on winter weather, global warming, and all that stuff. And I kind of, you know, what we ought to do is play that. Maybe we will. We got technology with our friend Alex Kofan coming up. Maybe what we'll do, Michael, is find the George Carlin cut about global warming and play that again, because it does kind of put things into perspective. People in there ranting and raving, just being conscious and being responsible is the same thing. Maybe that's a thing that we can think about as a reliable way to get into the new world of 2011. We're still having a debate locally here. I was talking about getting back into the snow and yada yada, and all of the hoopla on the local radio. I was listening to a talk radio program driving out of the airport last night, and the focus was on the sidewalks. And the sidewalk isn't the property of the people who are living there, but it's now your responsibility. And you can get a $200 ticket from, they have these inspection services. My God, I like that. Inspection services comes around to your house, and if you don't clean the sidewalk, they give you a ticket for $200. Hey, Why don't we screw the inspection services, give those guys a shovel, and let them clean off the sidewalk? What do we come on. Inspection services, they're going to get you because you haven't cleared off the sidewalk because the city says you're responsible for it. Man, if there's not time for a revolution because of that kind of thinking, I don't know what is the time. 51 after the hour on Good Day.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Now 53 after the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Keep your cards and letters coming. I was thanking a lot of people on the air for the nice notes that were sent along. I even acknowledged, I think, a couple of dozen, I don't know, 30 or 40, 45 of you who sent in nice notes one way or the other. You know what this new world is? I'm doing more in on Twitter and Facebook and stuff.
Or Twitter.
Or Twitter, that too.
Yeah, that too.
Yeah, how many people do I have there? About 1,000 or so, Clay? I haven't even...
More than that, I think.
Do I have more than that? It's just these people that send just nice thoughts. You know what? The energy behind the good thoughts is so important. It does help change the whole atmosphere. And that's the kind of stuff that will change the world. The good thoughts. There are a lot of nasty things that get floating around, too, as we look at technology. Speaking of technology, can you guess what the top-selling holiday high-tech item was this year at Amazon.com? Can you guess, or would you like to know? Instead of you guessing, you can guess if you want for a moment, but Alex Goldfein will be here in a second, our technology tailor, with the actual item that was at the top of Amazon.com, the top-selling high-tech item, coming right up here on Good Day.
An important message from Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Got 2 miles to go, John. Why are you smiling?
Oh, you'll like this. I just changed my Medicare.
Open enrollment?
Yep. I compared plans and found coverage that's better for me.
Did you see the new benefits we get from the new health care law?
What?
Like, well, 50% off brand name prescriptions for anyone in the donut hole.
Really?
Come on, John. You got to keep up.
Open enrollment is November 15th to December 31st. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
Now, the Technology Taylor Minute. Here's Alex Goldfain.
Amazon.com released some fascinating details about what was popular on its website this holiday season. From November 14th to December 19th, Amazon's own Kindle electronic book readers were the top-selling electronics item. This is no surprise, as the units are front and center on Amazon's homepage. It doesn't hurt that they're also excellent at what they do, and that people pretty much love the Kindle. Amazon also announced that the current third-generation Kindle is now the best-selling Amazon item of all time, besting the seventh Harry Potter book. After the Kindles, the 8-gigabyte iPod Touch was next on the most popular item list. Most popular video game, Call of Duty Black Ops. Then, Just Dance 2. Interestingly, people were most likely to buy an iPad, iPhone, or Android device on a Sunday. But BlackBerry shoppers made their purchases on Fridays. Go figure. I'm Alex Goldfain.
Jack be nimble, Jack be quick. Jack knocked over a candlestick onto the shag carpeting, and his pants ignited into flames, causing him to stop, drop, and roll. Luckily, Jack recently had Geico help him with renter's insurance, because all his belongings went up in flames. Jack got full replacement and now has new pants he ordered from Banana Republic. Visit Geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
It's Macy's After Christmas Mattress Sale. Get the lowest prices of the season and closeouts on mattresses from Sealy, Simmons, Serta, Stearns & Foster, Memory Works, and Hotel. Get a Sealy Posturepedic Firm, a Serta Perfect Sleeper Firm, or a Simmons Beautyrest Firm Queen 2-Piece Set for just $397. Or a Memory Foam Cushion Firm Queen 2-Piece Set for $597. Shop our stores, go to Macy's.com, or call 1-800-MACY-BED. Macy's After Christmas Mattress Sale. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
All right, so I promised we would have the George Carlin global warming rant. And without further ado, here it is.
And the greatest arrogance of all, save the planet. Save the planet? We don't even know how to take care of ourselves yet. I'm tired of these self-righteous environmentalists, these white bourgeois liberals who think the only thing wrong with this country is there aren't enough bicycle paths. People trying to make the world safe for their Volvos. Besides, there is nothing wrong with the planet. Did you ever think about the arithmetic? Planet has been here 4.5 billion years. We've been here, what, 100,000? Maybe 200,000? And we've only been engaged in heavy industry for a little over 200 years. 200 years versus 4.5 billion. And we have the conceit to think that somehow we're a threat? That somehow we're going to put in jeopardy this beautiful little blue-green ball that's just a-floating around the sun? The planet has been through a lot worse than us. Been through all kinds of things worse than us. Been through earthquakes, volcanoes, plate tectonics, continental drift, solar flares, sunspots, magnetic storms, the magnetic reversal of the poles, hundreds of thousands of years of bombardment by comets and asteroids and meteors, worldwide floods, tidal waves, worldwide fires, erosion, cosmic rays, recurring ice ages, and we think some plastic bags and some aluminum cans are going to make a difference? The planet isn't going anywhere. We are.
George Carlin telling it like it is, in a sense. 59 past the hour. That's great food for thought. It's the Good Day program. Hello and goodbye for this hour.